whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the program a veteran of Company Break. As a matter of fact, I've done a little research. This man has been on the program more than anyone else in its almost 15-year history. Mr. Dan Lathrop is here. He is the owner of Lathrop Insurance in beautiful downtown Westerly. Dan, did you know that you were having a milestone here?
I feel honored.
There you go. And I'm sure the check is in the mail. Dan, you brought someone with you today. James Kane is here. What does James do for you?
So James joined about a year ago as a partner at Lathrop Insurance. And has really been helping us build and grow our commercial insurance portion of the business. James comes from MetLife and really helped put together a lot of the distribution and is helping Lathrop Insurance grow in the Cranston area as well as Westerly.
That's right. We have a new place in Cranston that we're going to talk about, right? Well, first off, let's welcome you, James. Nice to have you with us. And welcome back to New England.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be here.
It's nice to have you back. You were away for a few years in upstate New York?
Yeah, we did a sabbatical in upstate New York for a couple years. Happy back in New England.
Okay, you didn't turn into a Bills fan?
Oh, goodness, no.
No.
Back to classy New England.
Classy New England. I like that. All right. We've had Dan on the program as many times as Tom Brady's won the Super Bowl. So now you're set to break his record because you had been here 7 times. This will be number 8.
That's incredible. I think Tom will probably be writing his fan mail in the next week
because,
or so.
Because, you know, the two of you will have something in common.
Exactly.
Hold world records for the most wins and most appearances. Now, Lathrop Insurance, we mentioned Cranston, and that's kind of new news. I think the last time we were here, we talked about it a little bit. Tell us about the new office not moving from Westerly, but adding to.
Yes.
Right?
So May 1st, we officially opened our new office in Cranston, Rhode Island at 63 Sockenosset Crossroad. The staff that was able to move into the Cranston office, Pam and Zach, were existing employees in Westerly that lived in the Warwick area. So we've been able to open the office and still have that same great continuity of service and things and really bring that Lathrop Insurance culture of caring for the client into a new location. And we're really excited about the prospect of working in Cranston.
And cut their commuter time down tremendously, right?
It has been great for them, too. I think both Zach and Pam have talked about how much better their commute is.
Many, many years ago, I was a buyer, and I used to have an office in Watertown, Massachusetts, when I lived in Warwick. And I was a 128er and all that, and I did that. And then I switched from Watertown to Cumberland, to Ann and Hope. And it was like, oh, my gosh. It's like 10 minutes. It was unbelievable. It makes a huge difference in how you approach your work. James, are you actually, we say welcome back, but where did you grow up?
I grew up in Farmington, Connecticut, and Eastham, Massachusetts, up on the Cape.
Okay.
When you grow up in Connecticut, you spend your summers in either Rhode Island or Cape Cod.
Right.
We were a Cape Cod family, but it took me a couple decades and I figured it out. The right decision should have been Rhode Island. So we've self-corrected that now.
So you like it here?
Oh, we love it here.
All right, great. All right, let's get to some major changes in the insurance industry. And Dan, you were telling me before the show this morning that things are changing, not necessarily for the better. A lot of companies are pulling out, right?
So what has happened is there's kind of a three-pronged attack on the insurance industry happening, where first the reinsurance markets, due to just global warming and more prevalent and more severe storms, the reinsurance market is becoming more and more expensive. So insurance carriers buy reinsurance to cover if there's a major storm. And that insurance has gone up from 50 to 100%. And some carriers that traditionally have bought a fair amount of reinsurance aren't able to buy as much. So that's been challenge number one hitting the market. Challenge number two has been the inflation of building materials and the cost of getting things fixed. So where 3 years ago, 5 years ago, if you had a tree fall on your roof and the roof had to be replaced, it was a, you know, maybe $15,000, $20,000 claim. Now that same claim has turned into $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And finding someone to get out there and do the work has become more and more challenging. So that has really put a pressure on the claim side of it and more claims payout. And then the third thing that's happening is the interest rate environment. So with the raising interest rates, the cost to borrow money, because insurance companies, believe it or not, do borrow money when there's large losses at times, this cost to borrow money has increased. So with the increase in cost to borrow money, they can insure less homes, essentially. So we're actually getting calls from some of the sales reps saying, hey, if you guys could hold off on placing any business with us until after July 1st or after September 1st, we're actually getting those calls from sales reps, which is extremely unusual.
And this is not, a small little Joe's insurance company on the corner block. You're talking about major carriers.
Major carriers. And if we look, it's impacted Nationwide Insurance Company, AIG, Allstate, State Farm announced they're pulling out of California. These are not, you know, Slippery Rock Mutual. Right. These are some of the Fortune 500, and it's hitting every insurance company. Chubb, who is the biggest insurance company in the country for property and casualty, was in our office yesterday, and they can no longer write wind coverage within a mile of the coast.
Wow, that's amazing. That certainly is a change. And now, James, when you're in your office in Cranston and somebody walks in and say, "What's going on? My insurance rates went up." How do you approach it? You just explain everything that Dan just did?
More or less. I mean, the challenge is it's hitting every consumer now. So everyone is seeing their insurance go up at renewal. And it's our job to help them understand what they can do to save money long term or reduce their costs short term and long term. Excuse me. We have to get really thoughtful and think forward with a lot of insurance. I'll give you a good example. So with auto insurance today, we're seeing a lot of auto increases in Rhode Island. We're not exactly great drivers here. We have accidents. Costs of accidents have gone up. One thing we're talking to a lot of our clients about is using telematics. So if you look at the numbers, telematics help calculate how you drive while you're driving. 4 out of 5 drivers will save on their insurance if they use telematics. So wow. Why does that matter? Well, it's 80% of the population can spend less on insurance. And we look at how the telematic programs are built, they kind of really track 3 big things that I always remembered. How fast you're driving and how fast you're braking. That's one. When you're driving, right? They don't want people driving consistently at 2 a.m. And then the last thing is how fast you're driving on average. If you look at those 3 things, they're trying to find the smart, safer drivers, and we can pass it on to our consumers, particularly when the numbers say 4 out of 5 people will spend less if they use telematics. So when you're coming in complaining or, you know, acknowledging insurance is getting expensive, it's our job as an agent to help you leverage these programs to have great coverage and possibly find some savings.
And that's a great way to do it. Now, does that work through a cell phone, Bluetooth device, or is there some other method?
Yeah, so depending on the carrier I have for auto insurance, they have an app on my cell phone, and they tracked, I think, the first 30 or 60 days while I was on the policy, and that was it.
And there you go.
It was easy.
And that's a great way to save money, and that's what it's all about, right? If some things are going to go up, and you try to find ways for other people to find a little resolution so that their overall insurance costs are down.
Well, and there's another added benefit that I often forget to mention. I'm now able to tell my wife that I am a safe driver because she has used that bar above her seat so many times while I'm driving. And it's nice to have the app tell her that I'm a safe driver and we save on our insurance because of it.
What about the hole in the floor that my wife has worn?
Oh, the emergency brake, the Fred Flintstone brake, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the favorite one I like, where I hear her foot go down. I go, what?
All right, break.
Yeah, break. So we're talking about, I guess, here in Rhode Island, particularly in southeastern Connecticut, flood insurance is probably the major thing that's being impacted by that.
So one thing that was really interesting that happened with flood insurance last April, it was a year and 3 months ago now, there was a change to the way the FEMA risk rating worked. So FEMA came out with what's called risk rating 2.0. And the short answer is they kind of messed up on the rates. The rates were supposed to go up. But for much of New England, the rates actually went down on the flood insurance.
That seems like a pretty big oops.
Yeah, it was a pretty big oops. So we had a house on Atlantic Avenue in Westerly that was paying $23,000. We put it through the new risk modeling, and it was $2,100. So it was about a 90% decrease when it was the type of house that, according to their white papers, should have gone up. So flood insurance, I think long term, we're going to see with rising sea levels and things, flood insurance is going to continue to trend up. But right now, the way the federal government has it set up, if you haven't been re-rated in the last year or two, it's definitely a time to call your agent and say, hey, what can you do on this? Because even these old grandfathered policies and things, there's a lot of potential for savings. There was a condo association we worked with that the premium with federal went from $135,000 to $48,000. So it's just tremendous what differences can be made.
Now, do you find that some people are not sure if they need flood insurance or not? Is there a certain, you know, like I got to be within 2.6 miles or how does that work?
So traditionally there's flood zones, which interestingly, this new risk rating doesn't take into account flood zones, but that's a whole nother story that if you really want to know, you can call us.
That's for show number 9.
Exactly. the flood insurance, whether or not you need it really comes down to if you're in a flood zone is kind of number one. So that is if you have a 1% chance or more of a flood wiping out your first floor or getting wet your first floor. That being said, about half of the flood insurance losses happen outside of flood zones. So if you're in a low-lying area,
right?
It's worth buying flood insurance because it's usually less expensive outside the flood zone and still covers you.
All right. Well, we're going to find out more about what's happening with flood insurance and what's happening with safe driving and all kinds of things after we take a short break. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano. Very pleased to be sitting with Dan Lathrop, the owner of Lathrop Insurance in Westerly and Cranston. And also with us today is James Kane. He's a partner with the company. And we've been talking during the break about, did Tom Brady actually have 8 appearances or just 7 wins? And Dan has 8 appearances, but Tom Brady has how many appearances in the Super Bowl?
He has 9. Unfortunately, he's lost to Eli twice.
So, wow. Yeah. He only lost twice?
That's a pretty good record.
Yeah. It seems like he lost one other one.
Yeah, I think he lost Philadelphia. I think he lost the third.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We'll figure that out. But the important thing is that Dan has been here a lot. And it's great to have him back. And James is here to fill us in on some changes that are happening in the insurance business. And here's something that my father, who was a big insurance guy, his best friend was an insurance salesman, as I used to call them, used to go door-to-door knocking and sell life insurance, and they would always get into whether insurance was necessary or wasn't necessary, but he never had to worry about this next topic, I don't think. Right, James?
I would agree with that.
Right. He was back in the 1950s and 60s. There was no cybersecurity necessary.
Right. So our job as insurance agent is really helping a lot of our businesses manage their risk and really reduce the risk that they face as a business. A newer risk we're seeing out in the world for the last, I would say, 10, 15 years or so is our cyber risk. And it's as common as hearing that said, there was information leaked on a laptop and it's all online and everyone has access to your personal records. It's as common as hearing on the news that, you know, they had a cyber incident and now my bank information and my passwords are all compromised. But what's really interesting when you really break it down, a lot of businesses have cyber exposure. I'll give you an example. The National Institute of Insurance just published this past week. They published an article around how every restaurant should consider insurance, cyber insurance. And the reason that they pulled it in was if you're using QR codes to show your menu online, hackers can use that QR code and back into someone's phone and get access to their information. And because it's at your business, you could be liable.
Yeah. It's amazing how much information is out there.
Right.
I had a problem with my cell phone the other day, stopped into my local cell phone store, which remained unnamed. But as I was standing there talking to one clerk, one of the other clerks came up to me and said, "Are you still in Florida?" And I said, "No." I said, "That's my brother." And he said, "Oh, I see that you got a new cell phone in Florida such and such a time, and you did this and you did that." He had all this information about me, and this is just a clerk in the store, you know? So it's scary.
It really is. And what's interesting is, you know, it is our job as insurance agents to help our businesses really reduce their risk. And the conversation around cyber insurance is, do you operate with technology? Do you use technology in your business? Do you store even customer records as common as an email address and mailing address is a record we need to protect. And we have to make sure that we're helping our businesses and our clients stay in the right position to manage these risks, but also have insurance on the back end if there were to be an incident. And that's part of our conversation we have to have with all the clients. It's no longer just, you know, find me the cheapest rate, but how do you protect my business long term?
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that's really unique in this area, in Vacationland USA, down in Westerly or in Narragansett or in Mystic, is if you have a small retail store and there is a cyber breach in your credit card system, you have to notify the Attorney General for every state for every residence that's used that. Therefore, if you have a cyber breach of 2 days of credit card records, and there's people from 36 different states that have used your point of sale machine, you have to notify 36 different attorneys general around the United States and go through the different process in every state. Insurance companies, even though it's a bear, they're covering you and they have to deal with it if you have insurance. And when you don't, it's very difficult to do it right.
Yeah, I know that I have a good friend that has a business on Block Island, and he has told me that within a week, it's not unusual to have all 50 states representative that comes through his place of business. So you're right. It's, you get into those tourist areas, and that's going to be it's going to be a major assignment to get that all straightened out.
It was actually a Block Island storekeeper I was having this conversation with, and we actually put $1 million cyber policy in place for him based on this very conversation.
The same guy. We'll have to talk off air.
Just from the same page, it was $1 million of coverage, not $1 million in premium.
Yes, it was probably about $600 or $700 in premium.
Right. So the other thing that's a question of this, since it is new and a lot of people know what they pay for life insurance or what their car insurance bill is, but they would have no idea for the average. Is the average person someone that needs cybersecurity? How much would that cost for the average person, not a business?
So the average person, actually, there's personal cyber insurance. The best I have found out there is actually not sold through an agent. So if you're looking for personal cyber insurance, I would encourage you to Google Blink by Chubb. It's not sold through insurance agents. It's sold direct to consumer. So I'm not making any money off this. But Blink by Chubb is something.
But I gave you free coffee.
Exactly.
So that'll take care of it.
But it is something I use personally. If you do have high net worth insurance, you can buy the same coverage through Chubb, but you have to have multi-million dollar homes. So you can buy this directly without any, and it's $50,000 of cyber insurance. And what that does is if you have and I know if you haven't been through it, one of your friends has, the spoofs where you have to send money somewhere.
Absolutely.
And,
got one today.
Yep. Or maybe your warranty ran out and you have to fill it out. You know, those kind of spoofs where then they take that money and take money. This provides $50,000 of coverage for that, and then also $1 million of identity theft and things like that. So that personal cyber insurance is something that people need. The biggest thing for businesses, though, is because they're handling other people's money.
Right.
That's where the real exposure comes in. If you have business email or business point of sale where you're handling other people's money, whether you take the credit card online or whether you take it in the store, that is really the biggest exposures that we're seeing right now, or real estate agents or title right. attorneys and things like that that, right. that transfer large sums of money.
Okay. Well, that's another thing to look out for, another thing to be aware of. Speaking of being aware, I know that a lot of people in Rhode Island don't own their own homes, but rent, and a lot of them rent from condo associations. Some people own their condos and mm-hmm. don't live in a suburban house, and there's some changes in that area too, right?
Yes. There was recently a change in the Rhode Island law. Rhode Island had a really funky law set up a couple years.
Funky law.
Yeah, it was funky. Okay. Well, Rhode Island has one of the funkiest laws where, did you know if you pull up someone's lobster trap, they're allowed to shoot you? That is a Rhode Island law.
Wow.
But that's not what I was talking about here. This is an insurance funky law. So the
kind of like spitting on the sidewalk type of law. Yeah.
Exactly. So this law was very ambiguous up until about 2 years ago, that if you have a condo association policy and you have a condo policy on your condo, whether or not your HO6 policy, your condo policy, could cover the deductible on the association's policy. So it was about 50-50 the way companies were handling it. So Rhode Island, in its infinite wisdom, fixed the gap by making it so all condos built after 1982, the condo owner policy would have to pay the deductible on the association. But it didn't mention any condos built before 1982. So that was just fixed. So now, whenever you have a condo policy, if there is a deductible on the condo association, your condo policy will pay towards the deductible to the condo association on the portion of the claim that impacts your condo. And that is a new thing in Rhode Island as of June 1st, or I think it was May 30th. But it is a new law in Rhode Island that no matter when your condo was built, making sure you have enough building coverage to cover that deductible on the association becomes really important.
And it sounds like one of those things, if you didn't follow all that, then all you have to do is call Lathrop Insurance.
That sounds perfect.
and ask for James, because he's relatively new and he wants to talk to people.
I could use some more friends.
Yeah, there you go. Some more people. And, James, you might have to start working on insurance for lobster people, because now there's a whole new bunch of people that just said, now I know how to get rid of my husband. I can shoot him legally if he's moving somebody else's trap, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a good solve to the, hey, I know how to drive safely argument.
All right. We have just a couple minutes left, and I want to make sure we cover all the things that you want to. There are how many different kinds of insurance? You got life insurance, car insurance, cyber insurance now.
When you get into one of my favorite types of insurance, by name anyway, is called bumbershoot coverage. So
bumbershoot.
Yes, bumbershoot.
I want to make sure everybody gets that straight.
So which, unless you own a yacht club or a marina or something over water, you don't have to worry about. But it's essentially an umbrella coverage that covers you into the water. So if you're doing business in over water, the bumbershoot coverage comes in. So we work with a number of yacht clubs and marinas. And
having nothing to do with boats that are on the water.
It does cover you. So it covers you, your boat, your marine liability, mm-hmm. Above and beyond your marine liability as well. So that's why versus a traditional umbrella policy that covers over your different liability policies, this covers into the marine functions as well.
There you go, well, Bumbershoot.
Don't forget, it's fun to say.
It is very fun to say.
It is, Bumbershoot. All right, so we've talked about Bumbershoot, but leave it, let it just be said that if you need insurance, then you guys can either give it to them or tell them how to find it, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
So in all seriousness, there is right now a lot of changes happening in the insurance market. And if you do have questions, if you have concerns, or if you may not be able to get coverage, calling Lathrop Insurance or calling your agent early is crucial. Companies are taking longer than ever to respond with terms of coverage because of the reinsurance issues happening. And it's not always in control of the insurance company either. So making sure that if you need something, if you're closing on a home, giving that week, 2 weeks notice on homeowners and things like that, you will end up with better terms on your insurance by giving it some time to shop.
All right. And of course, you can go to Lathrop Insurance website, and that's
LathropInsurance.com.
Pretty simple to remember. Or you can actually do it the old-fashioned way. You just pick up that thing on the wall and put the fingers in the dial.
401-596-2525.
All right. I still have one of those phones where you pick it up and there's a woman on the other end. She says, "What would you like?" And I have an operator standing by.
My great-grandfather, my great-grandfather implemented the first automatic telephone in the United States, Westerly Automatic Telephone Company.
Wow.
And Lathrop Insurance was started out of the same building as Westerly Telephone Company.
There you go. And now you're in Cranston.
Now we're in Cranston.
As well. Well, James, it was great to meet you. Thanks for coming in today. We look forward to working with you in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for the coffee.
There you go. And Dan, thanks for coming in. Always a wealth of knowledge and getting people covered the way they should be covered. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
We'll see the rest of you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.